Scenes from an environmental Armageddon. Oh, glaring and flaring. Oh, blazing up and casting an eerie, unearthly brightness out into the snowy forest. Hellish. Ah, hey. It's bad enough in the farmlands, an environment already much altered from its natural state. Out in the midst of a wheat field, an oil rig certainly looks out of place, but there's not that utterly ghastly incongruity of oil fields in the snowy forest. An undeniably hellish scene. And what lies hidden beneath the forest snows is even more sinister, Containment ponds brim full of poison wastewater, and battered-off stumps of the ancient forest trees. Yes, an utterly ghastly incongruity, indeed, and to think that all these little mountain streams, which once came a-singing and sparkling pure and crystal clear down from the mountains, won't be fit to drink from for the next 1,000 years. O agent bite, O spirit scream, i.e., what would Grandfather Curwood have said? What would Jeremiah Johnson have done? North of Fort St. John, B.C., Fall 2012.
Let's see if it